first thing is switch on the engine.
Yeah.
So turn to the left to get the heat.
Right.
That just heats up the heaters. And then to the right.
And that's success.
The purring sound you want to hear. Now,
right.
We have to fit the tiller. That's it. Now, I've untied the front and checked no one's coming in either direction. And then I've pushed the front out to just get the boat swinging around a bit. So if you untie the back, I don't know how technical we should be here, Andy. I could have to say stern. But let's stick with back.
I notice we're pointing out into the canal now, Jerry.
Good. Now, we have here a very large place in which we can turn.
Yes.
Which is much wider than the normal bit of canal.
This and is a good thing, isn't it?
It's known, for reasons I can't quite explain, as a winding hole. Winding as in winding.
Yeah,
so you can
wind
the boat round the other direction.
Yeah.
So we're now going to turn round and go right. In the other direction from the front has to go left. You've moved the tiller to the right.
To the right,
right,
correct.
Now we start up very
gently.
Give
it a little bit of motor now.
Very slowly. That's good. Say goodbye to the fisherman. Good luck with your fishing.
Right. So now we're pulling out.
You want to head for roughly the centre of the far wall.
Righto.
Of this wide.
Righto. So I'm just
you
adjusting.
You certainly don't want to get over to the left because you're going to need to swing eventually round to the left, so aim for the centre.
Right. And am I going to go into reverse in a moment?
You're currently aiming precisely where you shouldn't.
Righto.
You're aiming to the left.
Right, so okay. What do I want to do?
Go
reverse.
Into reverse.
Okay.
Pull back.
And
keep in reverse.
Yeah. What should I be doing with the tiller at this point?
Not quite so fast in reverse.
Oh, right.
In fact, going to neutral now.
Yes, yeah, so I'm heading for the back
right,
we just
now
left.
Now go into forward gear again and swing the front hard to the left. So when I said aim for the middle, I meant there. Okay, now what have you done? You've got your tiller over to the far right, which is good.
Yes.
And your front is swinging to the left. Gentle bit of engine.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to make the judgment. Are you going to get round this time, or do we need to reverse and try one more?
Well, I actually think we could get round this time.
We'll give it a go then. Slow the engine now.
Righty ho, down a bit.
And you have actually made it. Well done.
I'm going to stand forward a bit now because I can't swing the tiller standing right on the stern like that.
Without throwing yourself into the canal.
Yes, which is something I'm going to try and avoid all day.
And what do we see first thing ahead of us beside these buildings? Just ahead of us is.
I would call that a bridge, Jerry.
Yes.
That's a canal bridge, I think.
Now, the point about a bridge is that, particularly this bridge, you can't see what's coming.
It's true. I can't tell whether there's a boat coming the other way.
Very slowly.
Yeah, I'm edging towards it.
And you drive on the right. If there's a boat coming towards us, one or other will give way.
Right.
It's quite common for both to give way. They both say, oh, right, thank you very much, and set off together.
That's the opposite of a Mexican standoff, isn't it?
Only one will go through the bridge. The usual rule is whoever's closer gets it.
Right. That seems reasonable.
There is no sign of a boat coming, so we just proceed.
So the bridge is mine?
The bridge is yours.
All right. We're going very slowly, Jerry.
Describe the bridge, Andy.
Listen,
that one of the things you like most,
I like
particularly
this bridge.
Like, is the shape of all the bridges.
I do. I love the sort of the broad arch of it. It's like a late Gothic,
mind
but without
front,
the point in the middle.
I
know. Yes, you're right. I need to sort of. I'm just getting a little bit. I was going into a reverie over canal architecture there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're missed.
Clear.
That's good.
Clear. We're not going to hit anything. But it is a lovely bridge. This is a turnover. It's called Turnover Bridge. It's the only one we've got round here. And I gather it's the sort of bridge where they could turn the boat around, or they could actually change towpaths from one side to the other without unhitching the horse. There we are, that's a bit of...
Wind up one side.
Right, I can give it a
little windy path.
Yes.
Across the top, down a windy path the other side, and the rope would not get caught on the bridge.
Yeah.
Brilliant design.
Beautiful.
We're going past a little old wharf here, which has been redeveloped as so many canal side places have.
Just giving it a bit more throttle now. Is that the right thing to do? Do you think there's no other boats about? Nobody to disturb.
Depends how fast you want to go. I'd be slightly slow.
Really?
Well, it's a very pleasant area.
It is. It is. We could enjoy it.
This on the left here is presumably one of the old wharf buildings. In fact, you can see on the first floor the doors in the middle where whatever flower or whatever would have been lowered down onto a boat. And I suspect
they would have had some kind of a derrick up there, wouldn't they?
Where there are now gardens would have been cut out and would be would be waterway.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
And they would have a mooring alongside they would lower.
Oh, that's all been filled in. Yeah.
For people's gardens.
Yeah.
Just say where we are.
We're now really leaving the centre of Lancaster and just heading out in a southerly direction, but actually we're pointing west at the moment.
Just coming up another bridge, and this one carries trains, electrified, and this is the West Coast Main Line.
It is, the line between Glasgow and London Euston.
Again, we look through the bridge and nothing is coming.
Not seeing anything coming.
If you observe, each bridge is numbered.
Number 97. Great.
And it's a useful thing if you're out in the middle of nowhere on a canal and you need to arrange with someone that you're going to meet them to pick them up and take them out for a little jaunt, or if you develop a problem with the boat and you need to get an engineer to come and see. The only way you can identify where you are, apart from saying, well, there's some large trees over there and a couple of cows in the field here, the only way you can identify is to say, I'm just south of Bridge 97, or whatever.
Which is us at the moment. We are south of Bridge 97.
And again, these are very attractive houses, this little row, aren't they? They've grown on me.
They're beautiful. Beautiful terrace of early Victorian houses, I think those are. Yes. Quite posh.
And as always on the canal, one side is reasonably clear and has a towpath. This one has lots of vegetation growing up before the towpath. But there's always one side or the other a towpath, because of course the horses would have needed to walk somewhere. But on the other side here is just a huge open field, sheep, and we're still in the city. A lot of canals are through cities. If you go to Birmingham, they'll politely tell you several times probably that Birmingham has more canals than Venice. And I usually say yes, which is why Venice is actually known as the Birmingham of the Adriatic. But a huge... Good morning.
Morning.
A huge length of canals are rural, and some of them so rural that you can't even see a village nearby. You can probably see a farm.
Yes.
But you can get very quickly, get completely, in the good sense, lost in the countryside. One of the hire boat companies near where I live in Derbyshire has a slogan, the fastest way of slowing down.